Have you ever watched a television episode, whether or not it's child-free related, and just have these light bulbs flashing in your mind and ideas and related stories? Well, that's what today's episode is all about. I'm sharing some renewed life lessons and some insight as I've been binging Grey's Anatomy from season one, episode one. And all of that is up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. Hi, it's me, Rafi. I'm back. I'm so excited to actually be sitting down. At the time of this recording is December 2021, and I am starting to feel much better. So I'm back. I'm recording episodes while I have the energy and while I have some amazing things to share with you. This episode is number 93, and I hope to finish up to 100 today as I'm recording this. But what I wanted to share with you is today is going to be a fun episode about some life lessons I've learned and some things that I've learned and some things that are just pretty epic for child-free people as I've been watching Grey's Anatomy from episode one, season one. And then after this, the next episodes from 94 to 100 are all going to be a series from information that I've recently received from a very current article. And so when I start that series on episode 94, the next episode, you will see a link in the show description, the show notes, episode notes, and you will see a link to the article. The article has statistics from October 2021. So this is fantastic because, as you know, being a child-free human, sometimes we don't get the most updated data. And so I was so excited to get this from my mentor and my boss. And so I'm just excited to share all that with you. But that's coming up in the next episodes, 94 to 100. So definitely check back for that. Now back to my original thought for this episode, and that is Grey's Anatomy. So as I've been healing and really just taking care of myself during this time of my medical mysteries, I have started to watch Grey's Anatomy again. And I started way back on season one, episode one. Are there any Grey's Anatomy fans out there? Beep your horn or do something as you're listening to this episode. I wish I was there with you physically, but here I am on this podcast. So thinking about Grey's Anatomy, and right off the bat, there are a lot of conflicts with children and having children on Grey's Anatomy. And whether it's the characters, the main characters, or it's a storyline of somebody who is in the hospital, there are so many storylines, and I was so pleased to see it. And I was also pleased to see that the characters stayed true to what they wanted. So for example, if you're a Grey's fan, you know, probably the number one child-free advocate and the number one person on that show, as far as being child-free, is Christina Yang. So Dr. Christina Yang's character. She was pretty adamant about not having kids, and she stood her ground. And whether or not that cost her relationships, I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of other things going on. That's one thing too, is that Grey's Anatomy, these characters on the surface level are kind of like, you look at them and you're like, what? But then you realize that each and every one of them is so deep, and they carry so much baggage, and they carry so much things, so many things with them to each of their relationships. So that's a whole different topic. But I am just pleased that Christina Yang's character stayed true to her choice to be child-free. And she was also a character that was, at the first, wasn't really into kids, but then she kind of accepted kids as far as her kids that were in her circle of friends. But she did remain pretty firm with her choice of not wanting children. And her child-free by choice message was that she was choosing career. And that, again, the surface level, we're not deeping into, you know, going deep into this, but her surface level choice of being child-free was that she was choosing her career over having children. And I know that is some of you out there, and that's amazing. And definitely, you know, probably, I don't know, we'll look at the statistics, but I would imagine it's quite a bit of a percentage that when people choose their career or potential career, or, you know, who knows what came first? Did the career come first, or did the choice of being child-free come first? As far as this character on Grey's Anatomy, I think it was probably wanting to be child-free came before the love for her career. And then the other storylines I'll just tap into a little bit is Dr. Owen. What is his last name? I don't know. Is Owen his last name? Anyway, so he was he was with Christina Yang, and he's the flip side. This is a man who's a doctor, very successful doctor, and he wants a child so badly. And I thought that was a really interesting character to portray, is a professional man, you know, very well sought after and, you know, high in the ranks as far as his career. And he so desperately wants to have children. And so it was really just an interesting dynamic of those two characters and the lessons that we can learn from watching those characters. And if you're a Grace fan, keep those characters in mind, because as I go through the next series of episodes 94 to 100, you'll probably see some information and some kind of thought process that connects these characters to the statistics. So I thought that was also brilliant. Even though the episodes I'm watching are quite a few years old on Grey's Anatomy, I think I'm up to season 13 at the time of this recording, and I started way back at season 1, episode 1. So I'm not sure some of these plot lines and what will happen as I go forward, but I definitely think that Grey's Anatomy and Shonda Rhimes, who is just an amazing producer, writer, everything, creator of all of these amazing shows, are really doing a good job with the different characters and those that are child-free and those that are not. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.